This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More Coloradans are finding jobs when they want them, and fewer people are having to commute between part-time opportunities. That's according to economist Nicholas Sly with the Federal Reserve in Denver.
And more of the workforce now actually has one full-time job, potentially with some benefits, only one commute to it. And I think there's strength in the labor market there that isn't just reflected in the unemployment number. It's the type and quality of jobs that are available out there.
Sly says Colorado's unemployment rate is low across skill groups. Recent data from the state show Colorado's unemployment rate is better than the national average. Torrential rain caused widespread flooding across northeast Denver Sunday night, sending water gushing down streets and flooding I-70. The flooding stranded hundreds of motorists, and 11 people had to be rescued from a section of I-70 in North Denver that is still under construction. CDOT says a new drainage system for that stretch of the interstate isn't working yet. The agency will investigate that and other factors to figure out why flooding was so severe. And while there's flooding in some areas, heavy rainfall and pockets of cooler temperatures improved drought conditions over the past week across parts of Colorado. The biggest improvements were recorded in southeastern corner of the state, and there's still a part of Colorado with zero drought. That's in the region where Grand, Jackson, and Larimer counties meet. Extreme drought is still lingering in the farthest corners of southwestern and northeastern Colorado. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. In Colorado Springs, the high today will be 79 degrees with a strong chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, it is 68 degrees and partly cloudy. And in Denver, it is 70 degrees, also partly cloudy.